This podcast is brought to you by the What's Your Productivity Archetype Quiz. Find the best productivity method for you. Make getting it done easy. Take the quiz at andreaslinks.com. That's Andrea's with an S, links with an S.com. Welcome to the Time to Level Up podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Libros. Each week, I focus on the systems, strategy, and big thinking you need to CEO your business and life to the next level. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, friends, welcome back to the podcast. What's going on at your house today? So today at my house, I am actually the only one home. But later on today, I am driving to Bloomington, Indiana, where my kids are both at Indiana University. It's about an hour and 20 minutes or so. And I am taking them out to dinner. It's my daughter's birthday was Saturday. Today's Monday. So we're celebrating her 20th birthday. And then after that, I am speaking to her Women in Business group about digital footprint and personal branding. And then after that, we are heading back to her sorority house, Kappa Delta, for a little cake bake, birthday cake. If you don't know what the cake bake shop is, you should go Google it. Yes, there are cake bake shops in Indiana, but there's also one at Disney World, if that gives you any idea. And her favorite is the lemon blueberry cake. So we are having lemon blueberry cake for her birthday at Kappa Delta this evening, if you'd like to join us. And I have candles packed and plates and napkins and plastic forks. And I better bring a lighter now that I just thought about that to light the candles. All right. So that's what's happening in my world. But today, what I want to bring you, the conversation that Nicole Pence-Becker had on stage at She Thinks Big Live with three action takers. Terry, Aileen, and Nicole Teal are all action takers. They've all taken a lot of action in the past year. And I think it's important to share their stories with you. You might have heard their stories in previous podcast episodes, but not in this context and not with really explaining how your vision can turn into action and how often we need to adjust our vision or our action as we go along. We kind of have to what I call shift the dial. Or turn the dial, shift in what we're doing a little bit, because maybe it's not working, or maybe you're at a new growth stage, or whatever that is. So sit back, buckle up, and listen in to this conversation and see if you can see yourself in any of it. Here we go. I'm going to let Nicole take it away with our big action takers.
All right, ladies, come on up. It's your
turn. Come on up. Let's go. Here we go.
Let's welcome them to the stage. Hello. Okay. Perfect.
Tell me.
So we're talking action. And I think what's really cool about the group assembled is there's been some of you who've been taking action for a while. You've been in the game, you've been kind of refining, you've been working on your business, and there's some people that have taken action more recently into developing kind of their next journey. Right? So ladies, let's go around, introduce yourselves to everybody, who you are, you know, what makes you tick, and a little bit about your business.
I'm Nicole Teal. I live in Johnson City, Tennessee, in the East Tennessee Mountains. I'm a mom of six, ages 19 to 10. And I launched my business 4 years ago, and it was a home staging. I'm shifting into more of a design, and I also have a storefront where I sell furnishings, home furnishings. And I've been working with Andrea a little over a year,
yep. Okay, Nicole, thank you.
Hi, everybody. Aileen Pazak from Chicago, the north suburbs of Chicago. I've got five kids, so you've got me beat by one. Got a Brady Bunch household in Chicago. And I own a company called JobLink. So I help executives in transition, whether they've been laid off, whether they're just looking for a new challenge with their personal branding or LinkedIn, their resume, and also like the job search methodologies that work to land in something that they want to do.
And I'm Terry Fisher. I reside here in Indianapolis. And I'm the mom of three, so we just, you know.
Oh, we got 3, 4, 5, and 6.
That's right.
There you go, everybody. Yeah.
And I just started my marketing strategy company, Strategy Light, and we work with small businesses to make sure that their dollars are working for them. So helping them put together a strategy and an execution plan so that they can go out there and grow their business.
I love it. So again, all kind of in different, wait, remind us, how long are you into your action taking? So how long ago did you start your company?
Four years ago?
A year with Andrea.
Yeah.
And then four years for your business.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
And I'm at the 4 month mark. So
4 month mark. But working with Andrea helped you.
So Andrea and I have been working together for a while.
100 years. Terry was probably the only person when I put that flyer up earlier when I said this was the first time I did anything.
Oh.
I don't know if you were at that, but you were around. That was her era.
Several of those. That was my era.
She was at some of those over that 18 months.
Okay.
It's
very
been
cool.
An evolution.
Then 4 months ago, you launched it to your business.
She's been thinking about it since 2018. But cool. She just did it.
So I point that out because I think that's a really important piece, right? Like you're not, there's a varying level of how long people have been in their businesses, how long they've, you know, really been trying to stand this whole thing up and make it turn and make it work. And then there's newer people who finally said, this is my time. So what is the varying level of how they got to take that action? So Nicole, let's start with you. So when you think about taking action, what would you say was, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, or whatnot in your way initially when you go back to 4 years ago of really going for it?
What was the hurdle or in
your
way?
Yeah, what felt to be in your way?
I think just really a vision, like where am I going? What am I doing? What am I building? And it really wasn't until I did the VIP day with Andrea that she gave me permission to dream. And I was like, what? She was like, where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years? I was like, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even like really even think about it. So I think that for me, like starting 4 years ago, it was almost just like I was living in the day, in the moment, like, oh, this is working. Let's keep doing this rather than like looking 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead and going, this is where I want to go. So I would say just lacking vision 4 years ago.
And so now here you are 4 years later and you kind of made a comment about you started in one spot with kind of the vision of what the business would sell or products or service or goods. And now you're kind of going a different lane. How did that happen? You know, and how did that action, you know, why was it necessary? Share a little bit about how you knew I'm going to turn course here just a teeny bit. You know,
I think circumstances, and as well as just the business itself, staging is how I began the business. But even 4 years ago, I knew that I wanted to offer design services and I knew eventually I wanted to do a boutique furniture store.
Okay.
It just all happened way sooner than I really thought it would because I, you know, moved into a new building that was a storefront and I was like, what? Oh, wow. We're going to do this now, not in, you know, the future.
Yeah.
So I think that opportunity presented itself earlier. And I think just like success in staging gave me opportunity to also look at design and offer that service as well.
So in a way was design kind of the dream?
Yes.
And staging was the goal. So
she
went for what was right there available, knew that would lead to the dream and was excited about it, could do it.
Yeah.
You know, you had to have the chops, you know, I think that's one thing about all these conversations. Like, you know, you're not making something up in your skill set, right? You're making sure that it aligns very well with your rare and valuable skill sets. And then you're just compounding by putting on, you know, what you want to do. So you've met your dream, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah,
I'm getting there.
More to go. Okay. Aileen, you talk about yours. So how did you even get started on taking the action to take the leap and do the things and then say, this is something people need and figuring out a way to communicate it to your prospective customer?
Well, it definitely was a leap. I mean, it was so scary for me. I have a hard time taking risks.
Oh, okay.
I'm more of a safety girl. But I had been in corporate for 20 years, over 20 years. And I just felt, it was a push-pull situation.
Okay.
I felt like really not challenged anymore in my corporate career. And I got to a period in my life where I just didn't want to report to anyone anymore. And so I decided, I'd been doing a lot of job link work on the side. I had the LLC already created, so I knew I could do it. Mm. I just didn't know if I could do it full time. Mm. And I finally just jumped off the cliff. And then by happenstance, I met Andrea through my cousin, who I'm having breakfast with tomorrow. And he's like, you know, you're both coaches. You should probably chat. And I had a call with Andrea and I was like, oh, I guess I need a coach. She would just immediately, we connected. And in my, we had the half day intensive too. And that was huge for me because when you're on your own as a solopreneur, you don't necessarily take the time or think about what your vision and strategy should look like. You just dive in and just do. And working with her allowed me to do that. And I still, like, that's my Bible right now. And the first month I started working with Andrea, I had my best revenue month ever.
Mm, love that.
So I'm like, oh, I guess this is a good thing.
Why? I mean, what was the shift? Like, was it a what were the mindset, like, takeaways that you were like, I remember jotting that down, or that really moved the needle for me, or because I heard that from her, I could articulate myself better. Like, what was it?
Well, a lot of it was about the belief, which I still, that's the hardest part for me, okay. is the belief okay. That
not
I
the
am.
Dreaming.
Not the dreaming. Not the dreaming.
So and I would say, just sign up. Nicole and Aileen are very good at dreaming.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. But the belief part, that's something you both have
and
a hard
I'm
time.
Good at action taking.
You are
but
good at action taking.
Well, that's why you're up part.
Here. That's why you're up here, yes.
That I'm like, but and we talked through what I do with the business and how I was getting really tired of, like, I felt very drained by the resume writing. And she was like, well, why do you have to still do it? So I wound up hiring a couple of contractors, which, by the way, contract resources, for the most part, can really help take a lot of work off of your plate, especially the work that drains you. And for me in the short term, that was a huge, just big decision for me that I had to make, and I did. With Andrea's help. Mm-hmm. So I think that was one of the quick actions that I took that helped me.
I was just going to ask you. So that's something that you did. So, you know, kind of tactically writing down, okay, so contractors is something that, you know, is valuable. Nicole's nodding her head too. I'm nodding my head as well, just thinking about my own business experience. But maybe what was, you know, you alluded to the fact that, like, you just got fed up. You just, you know, you just kind of eventually took the leap. Was there anything that was, like, glaringly getting in the way besides your personal position on being less risky? You know, is there anything getting in the way of
money.
Taking the action? Money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
money.
There you go. Okay. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Just like I was, again, I'm more of a security person in terms of finances. I'm the breadwinner of my family.
Yep.
You know, got a lot of kids.
Yep.
And so that was a huge risk, financial risk. It still is. I still worry about it now.
Of course.
But I'm trying to coach myself to just trust the process, and I know what I'm doing. I've been successful so far, and, you know, keep going along the process.
I love that. That is super helpful. We haven't really talked about, you know, kind of that insecurity or fear or worry of, like, what if it doesn't work financially? You know, we talked a lot about how we're fearful of failing, maybe, or we're afraid that other people might observe something being less than, but we haven't talked about that. And I think that's a really key part of
going from a
solopreneur, you know, or a practitioner, or, you know, someone is an employee to a solopreneur, and then eventually to an entrepreneur, right?
Right. So interestingly, we haven't talked about it a lot, but which kind of goes to, that's something that all my clients do think about
of course,
a lot, right?
Yeah.
But I've recorded now 170 podcasts, and there's a whole bunch on money. And my podcast producer can tell, like, these are the most listened to episodes. The ones on money are the least listened to episodes.
Mm, interesting.
So what's ironic about this is it's something that we worry about and think about a lot, but we don't want to think about, right? We don't want to think about it in a constructive way a lot of times. So, but I think, you know, by being around other people that are kind of experiencing the same things, and this could be, you could have a multiple seven-figure business,
right,
and you're still worrying about money. Like, it is not unique to any level of, you know,
success.
Anything. But just being surrounding yourself with other people who are also worrying about that, because it's a human thing to worry about, I think is helpful. And then I, just like Stacy, comes in and helps people
figure out what to focus on and their time, I also have another team of coaches that come in and help all of my clients with money and managing their cash flow and understanding how that all works. So that's another aspect that I find, like, some at the break, Stephanie was asking me, how did you figure out you wanted to bring these other coaches in? It's just by listening to everybody and seeing what they really need. So,
yeah. And in a way, if I can add on that, Andrew, too, like, you are also seeing, okay, well, they've got this expertise that could provide a more holistic opportunity for my clients to win.
Yes.
And then in effect, it actually empowers her whole business to succeed more. To what you said, Aileen, you know, having contractors, just, you know, very, you know, tangibly that example, you put some people in who have capabilities that maybe you don't fully have. You know, I'm not an expert, for example, at email marketing. So I've got to fill that on our team to make sure that we have everything we need in case someone raises their hand asking for that. So yeah. Every business needs to identify, you know, kind of what resources are needed. So Terry, congratulations first and foremost on starting your agency in town. There's no doubt that it will be extremely successful. So walk us through that. So, I mean, how long did it take? What made you rip the Band-Aid? I mean, because if you've been hanging out with Andrea since the, you know, since the Starbucks poster board, then I right. need to know, you know, what was it? What finally made you activate?
Yeah. So that was that. It was probably, I know Andrea will say it was longer for me. I guess when I processed it, it's like a full 2-year process of like, I can no longer continue doing what I'm doing just for me.
Yeah.
Right. I had to come to that realization. I looked within my organization and sought out opportunities. And when that didn't come to fruition, I looked outside my organization for something that was different than what I was doing today. Right. And I think there was like a, just because of where I'm at in my career, kind of like midpoint in my career, there was either it just wasn't, didn't make financial sense for me to make kind of like a shift backwards into something I wasn't sure about. And so we just started talking about it a little bit more. It was funny because she asked me probably like our third or fourth coaching session. She's like, have you ever thought about starting your own company? I was like, no. I was like, when I'm on vacation, I should be working. Like, you have to work all the time when you have your own company. And we just started talking about it more and what that could look like. And it really aligned with what I wanted to be doing and who I wanted to be engaging with and how I wanted to be engaging with those people. And then it took like another 6 months for me to get myself and my husband on board. and then it aligned well with, you know, my corporate schedule. So, finally I just kind of decided that it was the right thing. And the funny thing was, I told Andrea this when I, literally the day before I boxed her and I was like, what do I say? Should I maybe just tell them I'm leaving to take, you know, to do something on my own? She's like, no, you were telling them you were leaving to start your own business. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can do this. And I told her after I said that, it was just like all of the fear that I had going into that just evaporated. It was so weird because I thought, oh, I'm just like, this fear is just going to like keep going. And what if it doesn't go away? And just like overnight, I felt so much better. I set it out there. I put it out there like in a really big way because there were like 250 people on my team. And not my team, but the team I worked with.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit liberating, actually.
Well, after for sure. Yeah. And then like the weight off your shoulders of just, you know, being authentic, you know, with everybody and kind of sharing that. I want to talk about, Terry, with you first. And ladies, I want you to chime in because we haven't gone back to this. We talked a lot about, you know, making sure your team in your life knows what you're up to. And you guys taking big action and moving directly into what you are wanting with your goals and aligning with your dreams. You know, Terry, maybe talk about responses initially, like the good and the bad and how that made you feel, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's funny. I think probably the reason I've been working with Andrea so long is I had a lot of mindset work that I needed to get under control. And so I am my own worst enemy. So all of the feedback I thought I would get, like, you're crazy, or like, good luck, you know, that kind of thing. I really only felt support, which was sort of affirming and wonderful from everyone. I even kind of thought my parents might be like, oh, that seems a little risky. But they were all in. They were like, if that's what you want to do, we're behind you 100%. So
I love that. Haley?
Yeah. The first about year of the business, I relied on referrals because I'd been doing the same work before in corporate pretty much. And so, you know, I was kind of like riding high on all the referrals that I had. Oh, business is great. Business is great. And then all of a sudden at the end of year one, my referrals dried up. I was like, what do I do? I panic. So I felt panic. But I remembered that there's sort of phases that you go through as in a new business where you have to make decisions. And I heard Andrea in my head because she always says, well, just decide. Decide and do it. Like, what's the problem? And then if it's somewhat of the wrong decision, then you decide again and do something else. So I decided to invest in a lead generation service. Yeah. I also have used Terry's business. And that's elevating me to the next level now. So the panic and then making a quick decision, and then now I feel a little bit more calm.
Excellent. Yeah, I love that example. Nicole?
I would say for me, when I started working with Andrea, I basically added a whole new line of service, which was more design in my storefront. And it was probably, October, I reached out and said, Andrea, I've doubled my income. And I didn't even realize, there really wasn't even a goal, but I realized halfway through, like, wow, the actions I'm taking are really paying off. So I think my city is supporting this new service I'm offering, the storefront. They're coming in, they're buying from me. And it really helped, I think, elevate my business as well as give me more of a presence in our city, where staging was great through realtors and things, but now I have a storefront. I have a front door for people to actually come in. And it's really, I think it's doing great.
Well, you're incredibly likable, so I can say that that's probably a very easy sell.
I do like
twice
people.
As much when I go in there. Yeah, I love that. I want to read you guys a quote from this book because this was my favorite quote, and it really got me thinking. Again, you know, just being very transparent about, you know, even my own business and kind of where I'm at in what I need to do. And I want you guys to respond to this how you think it impacts where you are today. So this one says, just when you think you've mastered your business, the next version of the business appears. So just when you think you've mastered your business, the next version of the business appears. Yes, go, Andrea, go.
Okay. So when I decided to write this book, I went to a conference, just happened to go with Nicole, my publisher over there. That was just like happenstance. And I sat in this conference, and for like 2 days, I was trying to draw that, like that same concept. And do you remember this? And I just kept going, and I was like drawing these loop-de-loops, and I kept labeling them, and I couldn't figure out how to articulate it well. But this is what I was experiencing with my own business and my clients. And so it's really just like a spiral. Like you have one challenge and in one era of your business, and there's a messy middle, and you figure out and you get through it, and then you get to the next loop, and the next loop is probably bigger and better, but there's still a messy middle. But relatively to the whole, all the, you know, where you are, it gets smaller and more manageable, but then you go to the next thing, and then I think it's inevitable, but if you have the right mindset, you're going to get through it easier and faster and with less stress. But I have a vision of me sitting there drawing loop-de-loops. I'm like, Nicole, what do you think of this? Is this good? She's like, I don't know. I think you can do better. That's her favorite line. I think you can do better. I'm like, okay, I can do better. That's how I came up with that. But I'd be curious, like, Nicole, so what do you guys, how do you feel about that?
And as, you know, people that know now, you have to take action. You have to take action to start. You have to take action to evolve. You have to take action to turn it on, right? Because initially you said everything was coming in because people knew I knew what to do. But now you're in turn it on mode, you're in startup mode, and you're in evolution mode. So you're all in a different, it looks a little different. Worry you, confuse you, scare you, overwhelm you, all the things.
I loved that section of the book. That drawing really gave me comfort because I'm like, oh, I'm never going to arrive. Because, you know, I'm like, I'm going to get there. Just if I can just get there. And it's like, no, because once you get there, there's going to be a mess there too to like walk through, you know, that's going to be challenging. I'm going to figure that out and I'm going to move to the next.
I'll be really honest, as somebody who, you know, I always joke, like, you know, I could read a teleprompter. You know, I was a television news anchor for 13 years. I didn't have any experience, like, in a corporation or, like, in a business. So I actually thought you kind of arrived, and then you were in the zone, and then you were, like, good. And so it is a little foreign.
Well, it was with Andrea's coaching this year. So I'm like, when am I ever going to get there? I feel like I've been working and managing, and I'm like, I want to go here, but I can't get this manageable to move up. And
well, I think you have to be okay with the analogy this morning, which is like you're climbing a set of stairs. How high do you want to go? It's okay wherever you want to go, but how high do you want to go? Because there's always another stair.
Right.
To climb.
Climbing the stairway
to heaven. It's like the stair stepper thingamajigger at the gym.
Right.
You know, you're like, is this the ending?
It is.
And you're like, no, it keeps going.
It does.
So what did that make you feel? Like,
I think it gave me comfort because it's like, it's okay. I'm going to continue to have to work through the process.
Right.
But I do think it gave me hope. Like, it's going to get a little bit easier because I'm going to gain more confidence in myself. And there will be systems in place to support the management of where I am. And then this new vision of where I want to go, there's going to be crazy metal, but I can look back and go, but I made it through. Yeah. Look, I made it there, so I can make it here. So I think it gave me confidence.
Are we talking about this beautiful drawing?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the middle. I think there's another drawing.
There is another
one. Spiral.
Yeah, where it loops and loops.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little loops, but that's okay. I want to add on to what Nicole said. So there's this messy middle in what do I do next? But there's also this messy middle in what do I need to know next? So, like, you've been trying to figure out your finances, right?
Yes.
Like, that is a quest that you want to have a better understanding of that, and you're working on it.
Yes.
And I think you're seeing, like, it will come.
Mm-hmm.
It will come. I understand one thing. Now I'm going to understand the next thing. Now I'm going to understand how this all goes together. So it's truly, like, actions, physical actions, we'll call it, or external actions and internal actions of managing your mind around new things.
I was going to say, too, I feel like what I'm learning is that I would love to be an overnight success, right? Don't we all just want to go, boom, look at me. Look at what we've done. But I feel like what I'm learning is that, no, time is on my side because life gives us opportunities to grow, and it shapes us. And if we just, like I was sharing with someone, if I just go into a room and I have 3 days to, like, figure out who I want to be when I grow up, and I have no distractions, or I have 3 years to figure that out. And I'm going at a slower pace, but life is kind of ebbing, you know, is helping me flow and grow, and I'm adapting. I feel like that end product is going to be better than the 3 days of, like, crunch time, you know? So I'm trying to look at it like, Nicole, give yourself some grace here. You know, like, you're doing a good job. It's taking longer to figure it out, like, where am I going and how do I do this? But it's not a bad thing. Like, you know, like, it's sometimes going slower, you build a stronger foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I keep telling myself.
Well,
I hope that's true.
That's
my belief system.
Yes.
I believe I'm building a stronger foundation.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah,
totally true.
Aileen, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Everything Nicole said having a community of peers who are doing the exact same thing and feeling the exact same pains and you can share your successes with is critical when you have a very small business. I miss having a team at work. That's kind of the big
one
thing that I miss.
Yep.
And so this feels like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all I have to say. Just from a community support perspective, mm-hmm. It's huge.
Yeah, agree. The one thing, and Aileen mentioned it before, I think when you think about the evolution and whatnot, the one thing that I've realized through this whole process is just getting better at making decisions. I don't always make the right decision, but I don't sit so long on making a decision. It's like, this idea seems good. Let's vet it out. Let's try it. Kind of the experiment thing. It went well or it didn't go well and move on, as opposed to sitting and just, I used to just sit and
think about things forever and ever, and 9 times out of 10, it just never came to fruition. So
I have a good example there, candidly. This summer, you know, we've got a team of about 11 at my business, and I felt like got every single hire right. Everyone was perfect. We were good to go. And then this summer, hired the wrong person. And I remember my husband saying in that similarity of, well, what's the worst that could happen? I'm like, I would feel horrible. And then he said, but the business might not need that, or that might not be good alignment for that person or that business. And it didn't turn out to be the right decision. But I think it's a good example of, guess what? I'm not crying on the ground. I'm not, you know, business isn't worse. And sometimes you do not make the best decision for certain circumstances. But guess what? The next one, you can make a better decision. So it is kind of hard to like kind of zoom out sometimes with ownership, business ownership, and say, wait a second, am I just over-indexing how much that's going to impact my situation? And the answer is probably more often.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that, over-indexing. I like that phrase. But I'm famous for saying, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Like, there's never, you know, oh, I could, it might not work. Okay. Or that might not make money. Okay, then we just try the next thing. Or what, the worst thing that can happen is usually not worse than not trying it at all. Right? So, and you learned that, like, that wasn't a good hire. So whatever characteristics.
And, but what's fun about that experience now looking back, and I use the word fun very loosely, is it made me go back to the process. Like, there were pieces and parts of that process that I did not do as well as I'd done the other 8 times. And to be very candid, having shared my son's medical journey in the last year, I got completely distracted.
Yeah.
So I made some bad decisions because I was overwhelmed. My pendulum was all the way over here and I couldn't get it back. So I was just kind of firing at random shots. That's never a good place to be.
Right.
And I think that's a good reminder for, you know, all of us. So as you guys look at the next, you know, year ahead and your December 2024, you know, goals, whether they are, you know, trips or, you know, bathing suit goals or business goals, What is a business goal you've got, you know, for this year that you can share with us, you know? Because remember, if we say it, we help manifest it. And since you guys are the big action takers, I guess I'm kind of putting you on the spot. So who wants to say one of your goals for the year?
Well, the revenue goal that I hit the first month I met with Andrea, I haven't hit quite there again. So that's my goal for the whole next year, is to hit that.
So you have like a very clear specific number goal.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's, I love that.
I would say that too. I have a specific revenue goal. I'm also adding another service.
Nicole just likes to add things, by the way.
But I've worked very hard to establish my retail or my showroom in the city, and I really want to see that grow. Like, I want to be the place people are coming for design services and furnishings, home furnishings. So I'm putting lots of things in place, email marketing, things like that, so I can reach more people and hopefully see a return on that.
Yeah.
So that's a big goal.
And they could come to you.
Yes.
So whether they're in Johnson City or they're not in Johnson City, you're kind of like a destination. Yeah. So like Magnolia Springs or Magnolia Home. Let's do that. I'm here for you. I'm here for this.
Not that big.
Oh, why not? You're so likable.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Terry, what about you?
Yeah, mine is 20 clients this year.
I love that.
So you've hopefully the revenue tracks with that. We'll see.
Andrea, anything else you want to ask our panelists?
No, I guess one thing, let me ask you this. What helps you decide what you're going to do? Like, what thinking had you done ahead of time? Or how do you, because there's so many things you could, there's so many next actions. What do you think what guides you the most?
The word that came to my head was growth. So my intention, obviously most of our intentions is to grow our business.
Uh-huh.
So when I make a decision, even when it's investing money in something, you know, coaching or marketing or whatever, I'm like, is this going to drive growth? That's kind of the question I ask.
I love it.
Anyone else have any thoughts on that?
Mine's a little more practical. Like, I'm a full focus planner user, and just the mindset shift on a daily basis to be thinking about, like, what are the big three? Like, what are the frogs I need to eat before we, you know, move on with the day has been huge. And really thinking intentionally about, is this helping me reach my goals? Okay. Because I'm a chronic, like, to-do lister of all the things that need to be done for children and nothing
you
that needs to be.
You're very good at that.
Done for
very
myself.
Good at that, so.
Children, yes, she's good at that.
Yeah.
So systems, I think some of the
okay.
systems I've been
like. Okay.
Full focus planner. It changed my life. Setting goals, using that planner as a guide, a structure, Stacy, to, you know, like I'm reflecting back, I'm looking forward, I'm looking at it daily, and I'm also asking the question, like, is this goal or action daily connected to some type of revenue? Like, yep. is it generating more revenue for me, or is it just busy work? And there's busy work to be done, but I'm trying to just make sure that that is... Yeah. You know, that every action I'm taking that week is tied to my revenue in some way. So most of them.
From an action standpoint, so all of you have done or have thought through or worked on the time tracking exercise or starting to, or do you cycle around and like quarterly do it again? Like I really found when I was talking to some people during lunch, they really, really liked that just tangible, literal to do. And I didn't know if you guys had any comment on that, if it was helpful, if you've done it, or how often you do it.
So I resisted for a really long time, and Stacy and I just walked through this, but there's a thing called the ideal week where you kind of think through, like, how do you want to spend each of your days? And I just kind of focused on the work week, right? How do I want to spend my day? And I literally just zoned in on, like, okay, my work hours, what do I want to be accomplishing? And I told her I had put down numbers as to how much time I wanted to spend on things. And then when I took it to the calendar, I realized that I had put in more numbers over here than I actually had time in the day. Uh-huh. And it was like, how did I do that? Like, but it was just a real eye-opener. Like, okay, then I maybe need to move and shift some things, or I need to rethink about how much time I am spending on things. And so right now I'm in the process of testing that to say, like, do I need to spend that much time on this? Is it, to your point, helping me drive revenue, or am I just using it to hide from, like, doing busy work, that kind of thing? So
I love it. Well, awesome. Please give the ladies a big round of applause.
Thank you.
Yay. Our big action takers. And again, a reminder on your QR code, I believe, the names first and last of everybody who's here speaking with us and sharing kind of their insight. And I encourage everyone to connect, you know, not only with everybody in the room, but particularly these women who were so forthright with sharing some of their information on LinkedIn. You know, go connect with them so you can be connected with them in case you need their services in the future or you just need some help.
Yeah, just need some help.
Love
that. Inspiration.
So my friends, could you relate to any one of those three women? What intrigued you the most? Was it the fact that Nicole adds things to her business and manages to figure out how to integrate them? Was it the fact that Aileen hired people so quickly? Was it the fact that Terry has decades and decades of experience and yet still has some fear and anxiety about taking action in her own new business? What is it? And I think this is the hardest part that either you get or you don't get. So if you're someone that is sitting there listening and thinking, there is no way I could do what those women did, or I've tried to do that and it just doesn't seem like I'm getting anywhere, the good news is you can get somewhere. And also the good news part two is that you don't have to do it alone. So none of them are doing this alone. Have you noticed this? None of them are doing it alone. Are you doing it alone? If you are, it's time to change that. It's time to secure support, which is one of the elements of being a big thinker, right? So here are my four things I want you to do. I want you to direct message me and tell me, what did you love about this episode? Who did you relate to? Number two, I want you to share this episode with someone who is not taking action. Number three, reach out to me, set up a call. Even if you don't continue on with coaching, there is value in the call itself. And number four, write and rate Time to Level Up podcast. I would love for you to do that. You can scroll down on your podcast app right now to where the reviews are, and there's a little thing that says write a review, and you can click it. It doesn't have to be long. Would so appreciate it. All right, my friends, until next time, now is the time to level up. It's time to take action. It's time to turn that vision into action. Let's do it. See you next week. Hey, listening to podcasts is great, but you also have to do something to kick your business up a notch. You need to take some action, right? So go to andreaslinks.com, and take the quiz. I guarantee you'll walk away knowing exactly what your next best step is to level up.